Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, later in this hour, perhaps the start of the next hour, we're going to have a world-exclusive video message from Charlie Sheen directly to President Barack Obama. It's shot in high def, so Aaron has been encoding it this morning, and it crashed, so that's why we haven't played it yet. I'm not saying we don't know when it's coming up, because I'm trying to build suspense, though we do need to build some suspense. It's important. I'm not sure when it's going to be ready, but he's in there working hard. He's done a great job editing this video in with Charlie Sheen's videotaped statement. This is extremely powerful. I'm asking all listeners, when this goes up in the next hour, we're going to first stream it live to PrisonPlanet.tv members that are watching us live. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment, simulcasting the radio show in living color via TV. And so this is coming up. 20 Minutes with the President has gone supernova huge. Hundreds and hundreds of newspapers, blogs are covering it. O'Reilly is attacking. I will detail our operation, our offensive against the lie that is 9/11 in the next hour. Manny Badillo, who lost his uncle in the World Trade Center towers, is taking the government to court. They actually got their 80-something thousand signatures. The government tried to throw it out. Mainstream news picked up on the initial refusal of the signatures. They went into court, proved they were real. It's now going to court, the 9/11 cover-up. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, details of that coming up in 30 minutes. Isn't that exciting? God-blessed news on the eve of the 8th anniversary of the staged terror attacks that the military-industrial complex staged to set up the Homeland Security police state grid. Remember almost 8 years ago I told you, more than 8 years ago, 2 months before 9/11, really a year before 9/11, I said they're going to stage terror attacks because I saw government documents, government reports, the PNAC report, but I specifically said they'd probably blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset Osama bin Laden, 2 months before 9/11. And here we are, all these years later, and they're openly announcing Homeland Security is for conservatives, for gun owners, for the American people. And I told conservatives that got fooled and bamboozled by Bush that I wasn't a communist, that I was a patriot, that I knew Bush was going to expand the size of government and set up a police state, and that it was all going to be used against gun owners and landowners and conservatives and anybody who's got more than two pennies to rub together. Just like I'm telling Democrats I'm not a fascist, that Obama is just a puppet for the same agenda. He's continuing all of Bush's agenda with different rhetoric. So that is coming up. Manny Badillo in 30 minutes. We have Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon, neurologist, joining us for 20 minutes and starting the next segment because he's done a detailed report he's written up. He read the whole 1,000-plus page bill, one of the versions. Then what they do is they introduce another version that doesn't have the bad stuff in it, but then they're trying to pass the bad version, and they play a bait and switch with the public going, look, this version doesn't have it, but the one they're trying to pass does. So we'll go over that. The fact that Obama says it doesn't give illegal aliens health care, the government already gives them health care federally and state. The fact that they say it doesn't force you to take money out of your paycheck, and then he admits they're doing it. And so Obama called the Republicans liars. He said, you're not telling the truth, and pointed at them. Right at him, pointed right at him. I think he was trying to elicit a response. And they said, you lie. And the media spun it and said, oh, look. See, he calls them, he says they're not telling the truth. That's calling him a liar. Then they say, you lie back. And the media goes, how dare them, it's racist. And I use the analogy, give a white member of a defense tackles a black quarterback or a black wide receiver or somebody, it's racism. It is pure racism. You do not. Listen, if you have a black doctor and you don't like the job they did, you're not allowed to criticize it. Again, that's what the media is saying. It's total mind control.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we had British Member of Parliament John Hemming about how they kidnap your children if you complain about the Gardasil shot paralyzing them or killing them. That's Times of London. We have Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, brain surgeon, neurologist, joining us, you know, peer-reviewed, published expert on excitotoxins. And he's also written a detailed analysis of the entire 1,000-plus page bill that I went through the bill myself with his document and found it all to be devastatingly accurate. We've got Manny Badillo, We Are Change New York. Big news. They've got the city of New York to start a big court proceeding investigation of 9/11 and what really happened. They got 80-plus thousand signatures to do this. He's popping in for about 10 minutes. The Charlie Sheen world-exclusive video message of the president that we're releasing here, asking for a new investigation to the president. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. And then popping in historian Webster Tarpley in the last hour to give us his take on all the things that are happening. But I want to play this clip as we go to Dr. Russell Blaylock. This is Obama last night pointing to the Republicans. He aggressively looks at them. He's only about 30 feet away from them. And he says, it's not true that this funds illegals. Well, I've read the subsection. It just changes the name of the illegals. It's got all the interpreters for them. The feds already fund the states to do it. With unfunded mandates, but they fund about a third of it. It's all in there about taking over health care. So I want to just have Dr. Russell Blaylock. I'm going to try to just shut up for 15 minutes. We have a very time with him. and let him just rocket through it. But first, I wanted to play this clip because he's calling them liars. Then they dare yell back at him that he's lying. And the media is spinning this in a mass hoax, trying, because here's the headlines. Obama, time for bickering over on health care. It's bickering to question in our republic. You're not supposed to have free speech. The Democratic whip says the Democrats lack the votes. Poll hell. Obama disapproval on health care plummets. Will plan lead to forced unionization of health care workers? Yes, it will. Under federal control. Flashback. Dems booed Bush during State of the Union. Flashback. Obama accused Bill Clinton of telling bald-faced lies. We have all those clips we're going to be playing. And then CNN spin speech. Poll sampled double the amount of Democrats to claim his polls went up. They did one-third Republicans, two-thirds in the poll, said it was an even poll of Republicans and Dems to skew the numbers. Caught red-handed in fraud, mainstream news, and CNN even admits it. I mean, this is off the charts. So let's play the clip of Obama, who's done nothing. I've never seen a president. He makes Bill Clinton look truthful. He makes George Bush look truthful, and I hated both of them. Here it is.
Also, those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. Not true.
And we already know you're a liar. You said you wouldn't hire lobbyists. That's all you did. You said you were getting the troops out of Iraq. You took 50,000 out of Iraq, put them in Afghanistan, and then put 50,000 more contractors in. A 100,000 increase because they put another 40-plus thousand into Afghanistan, so it's a 90,000 increase, want to be technical. The issue here is everything he says is a lie. Okay, I'm going to shut up. We got Russell Blaylock here. Sir, you've written a report on this. People can read. Give out your site, the name of the report. It's got it all linked, bibliographed. People can go read it for themselves. Tell us, sir, starting with the illegal alien coverage, what's really going on?
Well, what I found interesting in the bill was that they redefined illegal alien. They asked, you know, in it, it has different things to strike out. To strike out the term illegal alien and redefine it as a person in the country illegally. Well, if you allow the person to stay here and work, then according to a legal definition, they're here legally because you haven't expelled them. You haven't arrested them. They're not charged with a crime. Therefore, in judicial terms, they could potentially be classified as legal. They're here legally. So they made an effort to redefine that, and I thought that was strange. Now, if they're not intending to treat illegal aliens, why do they have at least 10 to 15 pages in the bill that's dedicated particularly to language for people who do not speak English? They even say all physicians will have to put signs in their offices in all the languages of the people that they will be serving. It says that special interpreters will have to be used by all physicians, hospitals, medical facilities for people who do not speak English, and that these people cannot be family members and other people that you have that speak Spanish or other languages. They have to be specially qualified, knowing medical terminology so that they can interpret this for this person who does not speak English. Now, if we have all of this money being spent on interpreting language for people who do not speak English, who is it directed at? Well, it's not directed at legal immigrants. Most of them learn English. It's directed at the illegal immigrant. And, of course, every illegal immigrant can walk into any emergency room and get all the care that you can with top dollar medical insurance or any kind of coverage. So they already have full access to all American health care. Under this bill, that would continue because it says no emergency room, no medical facility can exclude anyone for any reason.
So Obama, sir, is a bald-faced liar.
He's a bald-faced liar, and he knows it. Anyone who's even glanced at this bill, I mean, why would you have 10, 15 pages just on requirements that people have language interpreters readily available at every medical facility, at every level? You know, right now in physicians' offices, when I practice, you had to have an interpreter at your own expense. So I had to pay for the interpreter if a patient.
So this is really a non-issue. We already have total legalization of the illegals. Washington Post admits they pick illegals up in these raids and then take them and give them green cards. Homeland Security does. I mean, at these one time I cut my finger off, went in, and they kept serving the illegals while I had to have my insurance run. And I said, look, you better get a doctor and come reattach this finger before it rots off or you're liable. I see you running those illegals in there because you know they don't have insurance. I've got full coverage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, because that's my employer in Minnesota. I said, do it now. And they actually kind of snapped too. But as a citizen, I was a piece of trash.
Right. Well, you know, this is true, and it's been true. And the other thing in this bill, it says the illegal alien does not have to pay the tax that all other Americans will have to pay. If you don't get health insurance or the public option, you have to pay a 2.5% tax. The illegal alien is exempted from that, even though they remain in the country and are working, some making quite a bit of money. They're exempted from this 2.5% non-compliance tax. Yet they get full access to every bit of care that you do. That's when I hear people say, oh, there's 50 million people who don't have access to health care. That's an absolute lie. There's not a living human being in this country that does not have full access to top quality health care.
But it's kind of a secret for citizens. I had an employee who had really bad Crohn's and couldn't eat and was probably going to die. And I explained to him, I said, listen, even if your insurance has thrown you off, you've got to go explain you're a charity case. He went to New York, had one of the top Crohn's doctors, Dr. Kornbluth, do his surgery, all paid for, $80,000.
Right. And it's just a myth if you hear this continuously, and Obama says it constantly, as if these people don't have access to health care. That's just your nonsense. These uninsured have full access to every bit of health care that you do.
Well, sir, go through just some of the other bullet points in the segment we have left and the segment coming up. Some of the other things that are really in the health care bill. They keep denying that government's taking over doctors, that they're going to take money out of your check, and suddenly they're even admitting that now.
Well, the interesting thing that I hear all the time is that there's absolutely no rationing in this bill. Obama says that everybody connected with this on the Democratic side, Pelosi says it constantly. There is no rationing in this bill. Every page of this bill is rationing. Anyone who has ever even glanced at a socialist system anywhere in the world, intrinsic is severe rationing. As the system gets deeper in debt, the rationing increases. And this is what's scary about this bill. It leaves full discretion to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which means once the bill's approved, then from then on, she can arrange it, document it, change it any way that she wants to, including ratcheting up severe rationing. Now, I just listed some of the rationing things in this bill. For instance, the Secretary of Health and Human Services determines the payment rate for all physicians. All doctors are automatically in the public option unless they opt out, and the Secretary of HHS will determine the opt-out procedure, which may be quite complicated. There are numerous civil penalties all throughout this bill for physicians, for overpayment, ER readmissions that are considered by her to be not justifiable, violations of rules, documentation, audits. All of these are just filled with civil penalties against the physician. Well, I can tell you, as someone who's practiced under Medicare and Medicaid, you're always aware of that, and you tend not to treat patients who are probably going to have you end up in court or end up in prison because you overlooked some rule that you weren't even aware of. And there are literally tens of thousands of rules with every.
And so doctors now become file clerks. But then you can bow down and become signed in to be a government minion, though, and then they're going to let you do whatever you want, correct, doctor?
Well, you can't do what you want. You're terrified. Every time you treat a patient, you're absolutely terrified that the government is going to come after you and say, you did something wrong according to such and such rules that you didn't even know existed.
Amazing. Stay there, Dr. Blaylock. We'll come back, go through more of the bill.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Segment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Sir, continue. I know there's hundreds of lies in there, but you were getting into the fact that it gives dictatorial power for the government to do whatever it wants. It's a blank check. Same thing with the gun bills they've introduced. Go ahead, sir.
It even says 18 months, a year later, the HHS secretary can write new laws that are covered by this bill, design whole departments, take over medical education in the United States. That's written in the bill. The slow takeover of medical education. Now, doctors used to give away free health care all the time. I've given away at least $1 million worth of health care in my practice. But now it is against the law to give free health care to any medically covered patient by the federal government. That's a crime. So you can no longer do lying. Socialists never care about people. In this bill, it says there will be periodic investigations to determine compliance with rules and regulations. Coding, this is the big rationing of care. They created a coding system called DRG, which you code everything you do to a patient, from the most minor thing on, the confusing morass of rules. No one knows how to code properly. But if you miscode, you can go to jail. You can end up with huge fines. Under this bill, it says now codes will be bundled. Therefore, if you get a patient in that has very complex disease, a lot of things wrong with them, instead of getting your coding for each thing that you have to deal with and the amount of time you spend, you just get a lump sum for total treatment of the patient, which means physician pay is going to fall tremendously, so physicians are not going to want to treat the complex cases. And that's just what they want because that's the most expensive care.
And by the way, they have national numbers out. Doctors' pay since 75, according to inflation, has been cut by half. So it's the doctors and the physicians that are being screwed, and that's why more and more people, I know Harvard-educated doctors that are in their 10th, 12th, 13th year of practice and still are paying off their bills from education. Now we have a shortage of doctors and nurses and people because folks don't want to put up with this.
Well, another big surprise to physicians and patients is as the physician finds that his reimbursement falls dramatically, he's no longer going to be able to afford his office staff or the upkeep of his office. So the federal government will take over that office. I've seen that happen with managed care. They took over all the physicians' offices. If the wives worked in the office, they fired them and completely took over the physicians' office. So what that means, you'll no longer go to this nice doctor's office. You're going to be in some warehouse somewhere with everyone else. Imaging services, they have a whole section on page 274, section 1 through 4, that they're going to change the imaging, that is like MRI scans, CT scans. They have to have 75% utilization or they're going to close them down. What that means is that there'll be a long waiting line to use these scanners. You've got to have 50% or less utilization any one time in order to have access. So that means a lot of people will never get scanned because they'll be waiting in such a long line, and that's what they want. There's adjustments for what the Secretary of HHS said is an improper readmission to the emergency room. The hospital will be penalized and the physician will be penalized. Well, that's the disease. That's not the necessary responsibility of the physician. It also says that doctors must determine the abuse and fraud potential of organizations they deal with, or they will be fined by heavy civil penalties. Now, are suddenly doctors supposed to be investigators? And so that if they send a patient to a facility for some care or rehabilitation, they have to know whether this is a high abuse and fraud risk to the federal government? If so, they undergo huge fines, so they'll tend not to send them there. Less rehabilitation. That's rationing. They say that the plan will have increased screening of claims, unannounced site visits, inspections, additional reporting requirements. Physicians will not have time to ever take a vacation or any time off because they will be documenting virtually everything that they do to a patient. It will be massive paperwork. And the physicians will become so frustrated they're going to retire in droves and they're going to quit in droves.
Well, my dad is an oral surgeon and a dentist, and that's nothing like a brain surgeon or something, the amount of paperwork you'd have to do. And he says he spends about half his time now the paperwork, and that's one reason there's such a shortage of care in some cases, because doctors can't trust even their most trusted nurses or office managers to do this stuff, because if they make a mistake, they're going to get in big trouble.
Well, they could go to prison. The number one rationing is by treatment protocol. And what that says, it tells the physician exactly what he can and cannot do.
That is so criminal. The government practicing medicine. Dr. Blaylock, thank you so much for joining us. RussellBlaylockMD.com is the website. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told everybody that the big announcement that was coming Tuesday only began with the 20 minutes to the president in that Monday video. And then Charlie was going to go public on this show with live interviews, taped interviews. That's now happened. He's back with us tomorrow. I'm not at liberty to tell you what I know right now, but I'm going to be talking to Charlie. I was just talking to him during the break. This is just unbelievable. Yeah, go ahead and bring it in, Aaron. Thank you. But don't have the cameras anywhere near this live on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is unbelievable. I don't know how I'm supposed to continue the radio show knowing this. This is just off the charts. Everybody knows what Charlie Sheen's asking for. Everybody knows what he's asking for, a meeting with the president. Now, I don't want to say anything because it probably won't happen, but it's very interesting what's going on right now. Very, very interesting, and we'll for sure hear about it from Charlie tomorrow. I also have this world-exclusive video that we're about to play coming up after Manny Badillo leaves us in the next 15 minutes. On the radio, we'll be playing the audio. We'll be streaming it live for everybody first at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv members, you make it all possible. By the way, I've already done an hour and a half of the show and haven't told you about any of our sponsors or how we fund this operation. We have an online video bookstore at Infowars.com that also has close to 50 T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. That's how you support us. Plus, it's great T-shirts, great videos, great films, great books, all the best stuff that I've produced, other people produced, everything I think is very informative. It's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also pre-order it, start shipping in just 8 days, probably less. That's when it officially comes out. Camp FEMA, that I'm a big part of and consulted in, William Lewis made. It is just an amazing film documenting the concentration camps. That's now available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The film New World Order, that I and Luke Radowski and others are featured in. Excellent film, available right now on DVD with all the expanded extras at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. If you want to watch the live Charlie Sheen, the live streaming of the video, the maiden voyage, we're going to be airing it coming up at the latest next hour. So go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It'll be all over the web. We're going to post it on YouTube afterwards, but if you want to see it live, and in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign in right now if you're a member or become a member. It takes about a minute to sign up, $5.95 a month. That just pays for all our bandwidth and allows us to do this. I have a huge hill on top of making films and doing interviews and breaking stories and dealing with personnel to get the money in to pay for all this. $400,000 a year in bandwidth. That's our biggest expense. Actually, personnel are a little bit above that, but then it's the second biggest expense. But now that I think about it, it's just amazing. Also want to tell you about New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. It's the name of the brand. The powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. According to medical doctors, they have linked on their site. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics that's non-toxic. Visit their link on InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. I think that's important to do. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It's essential for your emergency preparedness needs, and it's a great way to protect your family. Also, it's a great topical disinfectant. Cannot put a price tag on the health of your families. This is another great thing to have in your arsenal. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today to see what this new technology can do for you and your family. Supernatural Silver. Go watch the testimonials and you'll see what I've seen. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay. Going now to Manny Badillo. Manny is another testament to what you can do by taking action. He lost his uncle, who he was very close to. Thomas Skroy in the Towers. He features, of course, a lot of you know him from Truth Rising, about 9/11 truth groups. He also goes to Congress and fights to get medical treatment for the police, firemen, and emergency workers. A few weeks ago, when they tried to throw out their tens of thousands of signatures for a new investigation in New York, that made national news. But when they went back in and defeated that in court and showed their signatures were real, that hasn't made the news. But it's breaking here today. And so it looks like it's going to go ahead and go to court now to explain what type of court, what type of investigation. Manny Badillo now joins us from New York City on the eve of the false flag terror attacks. Manny, good to have you here with us.
Good to be on the show, Alex. Thank you so much for allowing for this forum to break this news. Yesterday, Ted Walter and myself went to the Board of Elections to oversee a court-appointed referee in the count of our work, over 1,000 man hours, 50-plus volunteers that verified and validated over 7,000 signatures that the city said weren't valid. When we got to the Board of Elections yesterday, we just were amazed at the fact that the city called us and said, we concede. We concede that you have the 30,000 votes that's needed to put this referendum on the November ballot. We now are in a second stage. We are in litigation. We're going to be arguing the legality of the petition. If we prevail in November, New York City voters will have the ability to vote yes to an impartial, subpoena-powered, non-political investigation into the events that took my uncle's life, 3,000 others, so many others around the world.
Unbelievable. And just another example of standing, fighting, taking action, having security goons, the mayor following you guys around, threatening you, harassing you, the death threats. I don't want to go through all the hell you guys have gone through. A lot of it's on video in Truth Rising. It's so unbelievable. Even though we have the video, it's hard to believe. Just the hell you've gone through, but you're getting so close. And the people demand the truth. And I just salute you Manning and the rest of the team with all that you've gone through to do this?
Well, listen, I salute you and your staff and so many others, Charlie Sheen, that's taking actions, okay? What we're seeing right now is we're seeing a vast array of different groups. We're seeing family members, first responders, survivors, professionals such as architects, engineers, celebrities, everyone getting together and taking democratic action. And so we can get to the truth of what happened to my uncle. It's going to be 8 years tomorrow. I can't tell you how many times I thought about him today, how I went to his legacy page, how I have the pictures of him out. Tomorrow I'll be down there at 7 a.m. when family members are first allowed to be down there. But just to, like, recap, 80,000 New York City registered voters, okay, signed a petition for a new investigation, a proper investigation. The city is trying to say that they don't want to follow the will of the people. And what we've been doing here is we've been going into the Board of Elections. We've been ensuring that the will of the people is met. The city yesterday conceded that we have enough signatures. On Friday, we handed in another 28,000 signatures to the city to ensure that any vote that the city council gives, we can override that. Right now, it comes down to working within the court system to work, talk about the legality of the position of the petition. And essentially, what we could find in November is the ability for New York City voters to find out the truth of what happened on 9/11, to get to the justice that's due my uncle and 3,000 others and now tens of thousands of first responders of the sick and dying, and to get to the accountability that we so desperately need in this country.
Well, you know, all we do is offer solutions, states' rights, taking action, getting involved, suing the government, calling for new investigations. Charlie Sheen reaching out to the president saying, I want to meet with you. I want you to go over these 20 questions. I can't tell you what I know right now, but this has gone to the highest levels of the White House. You know what? I'm going to shut up. I'm just going to leave it right there. I can hardly continue right now on air because I can. Charlie, I need to call him, and I may even have him come on today. Regardless, he's on tomorrow. People will regardless find out tomorrow.
Alex, I have a feeling what you're going to say, and I think it's fantastic. I just want to also say this. The actions that Charlie took, the actions that we're taking here in New York, the actions you're taking and so many others throughout the world are taking, okay, these are actions that we need to take. This is our constitutional obligation. Now, also, I found out that, I'm talking to the Board of Elections of workers, and I'm asking them questions about why, you know, so many signatures were invalidated by the city. What they were telling me is that they were not allowed to look at the signature. Okay, on any written contract, okay, it's your signature which counts. I was talking to Board of Election workers, and they were like, well, they only told us to match the addresses. And they said, well, signatures change a lot. I said, addresses change a lot more. I go, this is a legal document. I go, why do you feel you weren't allowed to look at the signatures? They said, we don't know. You know, we have the ability to do that. They said, we can't look at the signatures. We can't verify these votes, these signatures. So you're sitting here, and you're saying to yourself, wait a second. You know, if this has been taking place for how long in New York City? Only one petition has managed to get through in the past 25 years here in New York, and that was for term limits, which the city council then overturned recently, so Mayor Bloomberg can run for a third term. You know, really, the system is not set up for the will of the people. It's set up to keep the bureaucracy in power. And that's another amazing, fact. The thing is that we're going to persevere. There will be an investigation. There will be a proper investigation. If not now, in the very near future, we're going to have a rally at the end of September. We're going to have a march from Union Square down to City Hall, letting everyone know that 80,000 New Yorkers signed a petition to find out the truth and get to justice. We're going to have a rally where those first responders, those family members, those survivors, and whoever else would like to be there. Jesse.
Well, say that again. You said 90,000?
There's 80,000 New York City registered voters signed this petition. We're going to
okay,
have...
Okay, my audio was cutting out. I thought it was 80. That's what I said earlier. I thought I heard 90. So 80,000.
80,000. We're going to have as many signatories to that petition in this march as possible. We're going to have as many figures within this movement. This is going to be huge. We're going to let the world know that here in New York, we've taken a democratic action. This is the First Amendment, Alex, okay? Petitioning the government for redress of grievances. We're also going to do another provision of the First Amendment, peaceably assembling. We're going to be marching down from Union Square to City Hall with as many people as possible. We want Richard Gage there. We want Jesse Ventura, Charlie Sheen. We want Rosie O'Donnell. We want everyone who's spoken out. This is a huge point in our movement, and this is some big news that the city conceded the fact that we have more than enough signatures. This is big news that the city basically has held back on the will of the people
okay.
to go along with these rules they
All
have.
Right. Manny, we're going to continue to get updates from you tomorrow, live as that happens. Folks can find out more at wearechange.org. What about the website dealing with the petitions?
Okay, nyccan.org. Take a look there for updates over the next few days. Also, go to wearechange.org/91109. I'm about to head out to have an interview with a few broadcast news networks, and then we're going to be at the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm going to be with Luke and hundreds of other activists letting the world know exactly what we know about the false flag terror event, otherwise known as 9/11.
All right. Thank you so much, Manny Badia. We'll check in with you as this develops. Give out the petition website one more time.
That's NYCCAN. That's New York City Coalition for Accountability Now. Alex, I want to thank you for all the hard work you've done. And I just want to say I do this for my uncle, and I do this for all those family members that know we've been viciously lied to. There will be justice, and there will be accountability.
And I know you also, we're all doing it so they don't stage more terror attacks.
We're saving lives, exactly.
Manny Badillo, God bless you.
God bless you.
Very exciting to hear from him. So much is going on here, ladies and gentlemen. I am just beside myself with the amount of news coming in. At 8 after next hour, I'm going to air for the first time the special message from Charlie Sheen, video message of the president. Charlie is trying to get a meeting with the president. That's all I can say. He wanted to get the president's attention. That's happened. That's all I can tell you. I doubt he's going to meet with him, but we're going to see. Regardless, then it moves to the next phase of beating the drum, not to just meet with Charlie, but with victims' family members, like Bob McElvain and others, who I've been in contact with and Charlie's been talking to. So we are here working on this, ladies and gentlemen, right now. And we're doing the best job we can. We're trying to take on a Goliath here. But if the people really get involved in this, if the people really understand how big this is and really take action with it and not re-energize, because 9/11 Truth is continuing to expand, but put it back in the mainstream media front burner. Then we can really capture the hearts and minds of the people to understand we can bring these tyrants to justice. Got breaking info coming in on my iPhone here. I'm looking at it. It's like a war room. My whole life is just... I mean, I have so much passion. I want to do this 18 hours a day, but at the same time, my little 18-month-old daughter was, as the door was open this morning as I was leaving, she was there waving at me and blowing me kisses and not wanting me to go. It was just a picture of absolute heaven and everything I'm fighting for. And I'd give my life for her and my other children in a split second. That's why I'm not even worried about them killing me. And I can't even get into the fear mode of them doing something to them, because I care about all children. I care about all innocents. And I just can't stand evil and corruption and lies and baloney anymore. And I can't stand cowardice anymore and people that won't stand up and won't get involved. John, take me out with Renegades here as soon as you can cue it up. And, or you know what, take me out to break. We'll come back and air all of Renegades because I need to make a phone call, work on some breaking news. And I'm going to come back, recap some financial news, get into the Girl Scouts to be Hitlerjugend in America. Openly being announced, I'll do that in the end of the next segment and the next little short segment, 8 after Charlie Sheen. And I'm asking everybody to get this video. We're going to air it here first at PrisonPlanet.tv and over the radio for the listeners. But then it's going to go up on YouTube. We're going to post it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And I'm asking everybody to have this go mega, mega viral, because the media will pick up on video of Charlie Sheen talking. And then after a few hours after this goes mega viral, we're going to put it up there. Aaron did a great piece with video clips and other things. I'm going to put it up dry just with Charlie Sheen and his statement separately, just so the media, because that's what they're going to want, is just the, you know, the clean cuts of him. But Aaron did an amazing job. Aaron has been up over 24 hours right now. And I said, Aaron, you don't have to do this. We can put it out Friday. He wanted to get it done today. So Aaron, I mean, it's just, I mean, he's like my number one son now, as they call it. You know, that term, I guess, in South Korea or China. Number one son. He just does such a great job. but he's got that same passion. I remember back when I was putting out my first films, I was editing, shooting the video, most of it myself, putting it together, and I could only get edit bays for cheap overnight. So I would stay up every night till like 6 a.m. till people came in, because I got cheaper rates in the edit bay. And I would go weeks on like 2 or 3 hours sleep. That's what Aaron's doing.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yeah.
declaring independence. Laid their bodies down, all in bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Gentlemen, who are the renegades in the world today? Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead far ahead of their time. Let's talk to Charlie Sheen about the discussions he's having with certain parties. And it's just so exciting, either which way it goes, that it's hard to continue the radio show right now. Because I know the power of humanity. I know the power of ideas. I know the power of individuals and the power of groups. When we don't operate inside their left-right paradigm, when we break out of that, I know we can defeat the globalist. I know we can bring justice. I know we can make the world a better place. And coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Sheen, world-exclusive video in T-minus 8 minutes, 30 seconds. In the next little short segment, I'm going to get into the Girl Scouts. Here in my stack, just openly to be Hitlerjugend. You just can't make this kind of stuff up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.